speaking out for Ukraine and against Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will do that later this hour in a speech from Warsaw. Earlier, he praised Poland for helping house Ukrainian refugees after Russia invaded.
Last year when I was here watching people come across the border and the feeling that those little children, the looks on their faces, those mothers who are left behind, husbands and fathers.
Also this morning, Vladimir Putin spoke, and Russia's leader blamed the West again for his war in Ukraine and announced
Russia is suspending its participation in the New START nuclear weapons treaty. Inspections of nuclear facilities under this arms control agreement had already been halted since 2020, but the new position illustrates a further fracture between Russia and the West.
Fox's Trey Yingston in Kyiv. The U.S. government's concerned China could send Russia weapons to use in the war. The top Chinese diplomat is in Moscow now for talks, and the Wall Street Journal reports China's president is planning a trip to Russia in the coming months. This is another congressional delegation goes to Taiwan months after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip angered China.
Relations between the U.S. and China are tense. Weeks of accusations over a suspected spy balloon. China claims the breakaway island as its own, to be taken by force if necessary, and this trip will be seen as a defiant gesture.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The Supreme Court is hearing a big free speech case, and we'll hear another one tomorrow, challenging legal protection social media companies get over content. Today's case
involving 23-year-old Noemi Gonzalez, who was killed in 2015 in Paris as part of an ISIS attack. Her family sued Google, Facebook, and Twitter in 2016, arguing all three allowed extremist content from ISIS-related groups.
Fox's David Spunt. The housing market keeps slowing down. Previously owned home sales dropped in January for the 12th month in a row, to the slowest pace since October 2010. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A new medical center is opening in a contaminated Ohio town, getting more attention and help.
With a toast of two glasses.
Here's to you.
Thank you.
The head of the EPA, Michael Regan, and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine are drinking water from the tap of a resident's home in East Palestine.
We believe in science, so we don't feel like we're being your guinea pig. But we don't mind proving to you that we believe the water.
That is a contingent of federal, state, and local officials meet in the town 2.5 weeks after a train derailment and toxic contamination that's led to health concerns and reports of headaches, eye infections, and respiratory issues. And still the smell of noxious odors, as well as criticism of the federal government's response. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's also a lot of cleanup to do in Oakwood Village, Ohio, the day after a metals plant exploded, killing one person, injuring 13 others. It sent concrete and debris hundreds of yards around the area, crushing some cars in the parking lot. A year after a baby formula recall, an Abbott Labs plant shut down that led to a shortage. Another recall from a different company.
Reckitt Benckiser is recalling 145,000 cans of baby formula because of a possible cross-contamination with Cronobacter Sakazaki. That's a bacterium that causes a rare but potentially deadly infection that primarily affects very young babies. Reckitt says its recall was issued out of an abundance of caution and affects some batches of ProSobe 12.9-ounce simply plant-based infant formula. The products in the recall were manufactured between August and September of 2022 and distributed to stores nationwide, as well as in Guam and Puerto Rico. The company says it has not received any reports of illnesses or adverse effects tied to the recalled products. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There is a big sell-off at the stock market. The Dow is plunging 480 points. The NASDAQ is losing 200. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.